Yes, we have a Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren. How have you been? In the name of our Master Jesus. Thank you for coming. May God bless you. For everyone to diligently seek the Lord and not forsake fellowship. More so when we see how the seasons are standing. We thank God for this good moment. Praise Jesus so much. The Lord has given us this moment to continue to understand and to know Him. Now let us use this moment He has given us that we continue to know Him. Praise Jesus so much. We are going to move on with the journey of heaven, which was moved through the Bible for 7 years, from 2005 and 2011. And the Lord was reminding us, our home is in heaven. How does it look? Where do you pass to reach there? Words like this, they became like a proverb, a parable, unto this world and the church. And the word heaven, it seemed like a proverb before people. Praise Jesus. But a moment has come that we get back like our forefathers Abraham. They used to see heaven as their home, and they were searching for the way they would make it back there. Praise Jesus so much. Now it is very good and important that we too in this generation will resume to search out what concerns the journey of heaven. They who moved it are very many, right from Moses, and you get behind, and you begin from Abel. They moved this journey of heaven. They were always seeing it. The Enoch saw it. The Noah's worked for it. Abraham worked for it. Isaac worked for heaven. Apostles and the prophets, all of them were in the journey of heaven. Praise Jesus. For here on the world we are strangers, and when we pass here, we are in a journey heading somewhere, going back to heaven. You may perhaps the word the journey of heaven, you got it as a Bible how it is, but it's not only us who's moved it. We too are resuming the footsteps of them, to move in the footsteps they moved by, that we may reach the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus. Like I told you before, and by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, we love you so much in the name of Jesus. We want to minister to they who get fulfilled, and they who can become righteous and holy, that they can reach the kingdom of heaven. And even they will not be fulfilled. We want to reach the words of the kingdom to be a witness unto them. Praise Jesus. We've been seeing this journey was moved from the planet Earth where we are. When look at that image, it begins from the habitable Earth, planet Earth, which is in chapter 8, verse 30-31. And Bible explains that name. The scientists, before they get the rockets to go into space to see this planet and to name it, God had already named it in the Holy Scriptures, and it was called the planet Earth, or the habitable earth, like you read it in Proverbs 8, verse 30-31. Why was it called the habitable earth? When we saw what concerns it,
oxygen,
it is the only planet with the free oxygen you can breathe freely. Like Ecclesiastes chapter 1 tells us, from verses 1-5, And the wind keeps rotating up and down. And even the streams are within this planet moving. We so much concerned the habit about Earth. But we left it and we went to see other 9 planets where we cannot live. You cannot live there with flesh and blood. Except when you've gathered your oxygen and go with it, even food. For on the other planets, plantations don't grow like on earth. Praise Jesus. Now they are called the inhabitable earth. But we discovered the fallen angels reside there. Even in the kingdom of the stars. Because they are not flesh and blood. Praise Jesus. We saw these other 9 planets as the journey God moved me through it and what moved through the Bible. Why is it said it was moved through the Bible? That the Bible shows everything. Even what the saints have not yet seen. And even what they have never understood yet. Praise Jesus. These other 9 planets, we gave the secret of their existence. We understood that only planet Earth is habitable, and these other 9 planets you cannot live there. When he said that my habitable Earth, in the mystery, it means there are others you cannot live there. But we are going to discover them how. We went back and we understood our master, when he spoke in Isaiah 66, from verse
1,
he said that heaven is the throne and earth is his footstool. Praise Jesus. But now we searched out in Genesis chapter 1. Verse 26 and 27, and he told us that he made man in his image and in his likeness. Now we discovered it, that a human being has 10 toys, and God has said that earth is his footstool. And we discovered it, that God, what he calls his toys, these planets, these are the 10 planets, including our planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I don't know whether I've gotten out that revelation proper.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you continue to search out this, we are reading in Nahum, and
it
shows that the clouds which keep moving, they are the dusts of his feet. Now he has no one toy. The dust of his feet. Like you have toys and they will have dust down there. All these other planets, they have clouds within them. By the clouds within them, he counts them as the dust of his feet. And he sees them as his toes where we are residing ourselves, according to his fullness which makes heaven and earth. For in John 1:16
he
says, all of us from his fullness we are given. And he continues in Colossians chapter 1 verse 12 unto 19, that whatever is in heaven and earth, all of them are within him. And he promised us in John 14:20, and he said, on that day you will know that you are in me, and me I am within you, and I am in the Father. Praise Jesus. Now we try to discover this planet based on the secrets of the Bible, which
means
that the clouds within them are the dust of his feet. And when he shakes the feet a little,
we
try to get and shake dust off himself, and now we get rainfall these ends, and we see the clouds moving around. Yet we saw this planet. Most of the secrets on this earth, we shall sit in the creation of heaven and earth. We shall be able to know what is in within this earth. Praise Jesus. But most of it on these planets, we saw it, and we knew that these planets are living. For these planets are made up of 4 angels, whom we saw in Revelation 7.
from
verses 1 to 5. The four pillars making up the four corners of the world, those are the four angels. And we understood that those are, these two are the armies of God. And we left there, saw the kingdom of the stars. And we
say
that they are the firmament of the heaven. They are not on the heaven. They are right in the firmament. The kingdom of the stars
is
in the firmament of the heaven. Like we read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 to 20, and we saw the stars, the moon, and the sun, and in the firmament of the heaven. And science, which surpasses all science, is the science of God, which foresaw all these things before the science went to discover them. But when he sent them to us in his book, we never had time to seek out these ones. We only wanted the miracles, and the rest we never wanted to know. But the moment has come, miracles are for the children, that we can get to know our Father who is this.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
we saw much concerning the stars. We saw that even though there are very many, but God knows each one by its name. According to Psalms 147, verse 4, he says he knows the names of each star. And he says, the stars are living. They are called the army of heaven. In Genesis chapter 2, from verse 1 and 2,
yes,
praise Jesus. We saw that there are armies,
and we saw
that they too are living and they have a body. But
even
though their body is not like ours, it is in very precious stones. Like we see in
1
Corinthians 15.
From
verse 38
unto 45.
And we discover those different bodies, the stars and the moon. And we see much concerning the stars. And within them are weapons of God. Like we read in Job 38, from verse 5. Moving down to verse 10,
they
shall be seeing the weapons which are kept within them.
He
kept in stores of weapons of war. When you read Job 38, he kept them on the day of battle. When you straight down to verse around 20, you can be explained what is beyond the stars. We saw the wars they have been fighting, the sun and the moon, when they joined the war of the children of Israel. In Joshua chapter 10, verse 11 to 12, and we saw these armies of God. But after we saw that, we saw hell, the prison of God, through which imprisons all the rebellious people.
Yes,
praise Jesus. From the fallen angels coming right to the human beings, the rebellious spirits, where he imprisons them. We are able to see hell. It's found in the kingdom of the stars. The scientists usually call it the black hole. They say something which is black. It's a black hole swallowing whatever passes closer to it. When we read Revelations 9, verses 1 to 2, when he opened the bottomless pit, out of it comes total darkness. And it darkens the kingdom of the stars, and the sun does not give its light, even the moon never gives its light, even the stars. Many signs we discovered when we moved on to understand how hell is found in the kingdom of the stars and is known as the prison of God through which imprisons rebellious spirits. We discovered it that these are the bottomless pits. And we discovered angels working there who are led by angel Abaddon of the chains. Revelations 9:11, and we discovered him, and we knew he leads the army of angels, 200 billion of them. Revelations 9 from verse 13 unto 16. We moved on to discover that there are two groups among them. They work in the bottomless pit. In Revelation 6, verse 7 unto 8, death and we are moving with the angel of hell. Praise Jesus. The angel of death is moving ahead of him and hell comes behind him. We discovered much concerning hell, even the tribulations happening down there. Praise Jesus. And we discovered the first death. We see the angel of death in hell. The angel of death on a yellow horse. The one of hell is the one on the other horse, which has the head of a lion. Praise Jesus. Now thus we came to see the things and we separated death that responsible of taking spirits from the body, not of only human beings, even of the animals and the insects. He's the one who gathers all spirits. But when he gets you out of the body, if you have been a sinner, he has to hand you over the hands of the angel of hell and they take you in the prison of God, in the bottomless pit, where you suffer all days until the day of judgment. Praise Jesus. We separated the first death and the second death. Praise Jesus. The first death, it happened on all people who came from Adam, like in 1 Corinthians 15:20-22, that they all died through Adam. They all sinned through Adam and they died through Adam and they had to resurrect through the Master Jesus.
Here
is where we discover the first resurrection, which involves dying together with the Master Jesus and to raise together with him through baptism. And we understood that any person who is not in this first resurrection, the second death has a right over them. It is to say the lake of fire, which shines with fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Here is where I understood what is called the second resurrection. It is the second coming of Christ on this earth, and it's going to end in the space. And we send the angels come for his saints. But in his coming, our colleagues, the saints in Jerusalem city, they will be the first to come down here. And even the ones in hell, they too raise up and come back here. That is what we call being raised up for shame. In everlasting revelation, or to raise up for eternal life. That is the second resolution which will happen. But the first one is up to now happening. When you die together with Jesus and you raised with him in pre-baptism after accepting Holy Scriptures. Now we saw all that. We left there, we saw principalities. Principalities in the kingdom of the stars. Their main base. That is where they are called evil powers of darkness in the air.
Yes,
praise Jesus. As Ephesians 2 explains it, from verse 1 and to 5. And Ephesians 6, from verse 10
down
to 13.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But
their
main base is in the kingdom of the stars. According to Obadiah chapter 1, verses 1 to 4.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We saw principalities where they base these fallen angels who are known as demons. Right now they are being led by Jezebel, but their main base is from the kingdom of the stars. This generation we call them the aliens. They began to appear to human beings. And they claim that if God created everything, who created them? And that situation which is funny which they are within. According to warfare which happened really in heaven. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. You see that there you can shift. Praise Jesus. Let's be of order. Find a young one outside and the Holy Spirit will meet them. I sent them for a person to tell them to leave that place. If they want to do their own thing, they should go aside.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's proceed on. May God have mercy on them. We are speaking of the principalities according to Ephesians 2 and Ephesians 6 verse 10. And we see the main base in the kingdom of the stars according to Obadiah chapter 1 verse 1 to 4. There we saw these fallen angels, how they built on these other planets and in this kingdom of the stars.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Thus
we've been seeing, and we saw the second base of these principalities on this planet where we are, under the ocean,
under
the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
According
to Ezekiel 27, that ocean,
even though Ezekiel
29, it shows that most of the water bodies and everywhere there is a water body, there are principalities based there. They have their many headquarters. But the main base is in the Atlantic Ocean, where we saw where their mast is, the mast which comes out of the water. And it can swallow everything passing in that space. And they swallow every fleet or ship.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
all that we've been discovering, and we saw that the devil was imprisoned in the bottomless pit. But they probably handed it over to Jezebel. According to Revelation 13, the power of the devil and his throne and his authority, and he handed it over to the beast. Revelation 17, it shows who is seated on the beast. Praise Jesus. Jezebel is seated on it, and she's holding the agenda of the devil. And he has also other fallen angels, and they fill this entire world like demons. According to Revelation 18, praise Jesus. But we saw how to bind them when we collect the group of angels. And every person, when they get set on this earth, they have to imprison 71 demons, they which were put upon them to haunt them. And when they finish, they can even help others to imprison.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We're
given authority, we saw it.
It
means that it's bound in heaven, even on earth it will be bound, and the way we work with the angels. All this we saw it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
what we are heading on today, all this we've been seeing,
planet Earth,
we saw planet Earth, the habitable Earth,
even
the Earth 9 planets, which the whites name this
planet.
We see planet Mercury.
We
see planet Venus. And we come planet Earth.
And
we come to planet Mars. We see planet Jupiter.
Saturn.
We see planet Saturn.
Nekulaba Uranus.
We see Uranus.
Nekulaba Neptune.
We see planet Neptune.
Nekulaba ne planet Pluto.
And we see planet Pluto.
Planet yenu bakagizulambo.
This other planet they have just discovered.
Nenga nagambe fimu kama yakulaga. Ebigere bye bilina kuba 10.
But I told you that God already showed us that they have to be 10 planets.
USB.
This now is called a USB. The name is like that. They have not gotten an official name for it. But I told you all these God has their names. All these we saw them. We went to see the kingdom of the stars. Their numbers. Their big size. They're bigger than planet Earth. And we saw hell. The bottomless pit. The prison of God. Praise Jesus. We saw principalities in space. Are right now led by Jezebel. And the fallen angels. But in the same time, all these we see, they have been in brief. We shall get back to see their fallenness. But all them as you see them, there will be an umbrella of the heaven which was last created, the fourth heaven, known as the fourth heaven. Praise Jesus. In the rim below. Praise Jesus. We are going to see this heaven and it is circular. You may perhaps see only up there, but when we move through the journey of heaven, when we stretch out of earth, you will see these other planets as they are, and you see the sun and you head to the moon and you pass through all the stars. But initially myself I thought heaven is only up there. But when we stretched out, every time we went to visit heaven and the way it is circular, I discovered that heaven even down there it is there. That is the planet where you are. But when you stretch out of it, when you are in the earth, you see only heaven up there. But the other heaven is circular. Planet earth is a very small thing in the midst of the heaven, yet the heaven is very big. Praise Jesus. Now we're going to see how the heaven is circular, the size of it, the height of it, and from the stars. From the stars to reach the heaven, there is a height from a planet to the stars. From the planet to the stars. But they tell you in the English language that you need like something like 200,000 years to move from where the planet is to where the stars are. Now they are trying to use the rocket and they adjust their speed and it's like in every minute it runs a year, every minute, and it runs 1 year ahead. That's what they do to reach their rockets in the stars. Now I told you from planet Earth, that is the height there. You need 200,000 years to reach where the stars are. But from the stars reaching where the heaven is, you need the same years. Now the spiritual transports we speak of, the trance, the dream, the azotus, they run very fast. You don't even need years, you just twinkle an eye and you've reached there. They run very, very fast. They are not equated even to a rocket. For we used to be there and you stretch through. In the twinkle of an eye you've reached. Praise Jesus. Remember, after we see how heaven is such a lot, we are going to see other heavens. Praise Jesus. But this heaven, it is such a lot. Most of us think it's only up there. And they ask you why is the heaven? It is up there. Truly, the truth is, if you're on planet Earth, you can never speak that even down it is there. For that they will think that even the earth is seated down once, it is just rested in one place. But we saw that it too is enspaced within the space. It is not on the ground. It's within the space.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
this heaven you see,
but
the scientists, they have tried to move and search out these things. But the truth is within the Bible. And the church would have reviewed them long time. But the church resorted to power is coming. Take it. Arise, daughter of Zion. Jesus passes you today. Touch his cloak. That is what we are in. Now, to understand God and know his greatness, church has not been on it for a long time. But it's the moment. Those miracles, the food for children, we need to understand our Father. We need to understand our brethren, Jesus Christ. We need to understand the Holy Spirit, the greatness and the size of him. This heaven, though you see it's big, but on the body of Christ, it's part of the rim below. It is what makes the part from his knee coming down on his body. We need to see from the knee reaching where the stomach ends and the ribs, and from the rib reaching the neck where it begins from, and from the neck stretching up. That is the third heaven. This is the second heaven. This is the first heaven, reaching the knee. The other is the rim below, the last heaven. We are in his likeness and his image, but you couldn't know that. Now we are going to in this journey on the body of Christ, which makes heaven to the third heaven. We are seeing just the rim below. In the time we spent when we began this journey, we want to wrap up what is in the rim below.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we first see how heaven is circular. We've gone to Job. Job 22:12-14.
Katonda tali mu ggulu waggulu. Katonda tali mu ggulu awagulumisibwa. Era alaba emunyeenye bwe zenkana obugulumivu. Naawe oyogera nti Katonda amanyiki.
That is what is speak usual. Katonda ne wankubadde nga asinzira mu ggulu eri. Even though God bases above,
asukeyo n'alengera.
He reaches there.
Emunyeni.
And he sees the stars.
N'alaba n'obunene bwazo.
And he sees even their size.
Nga neno kamala.
And they are very big.
Kubanga emunyeni ate tezimanyi nsiza
ku bunene. For the stars are bigger than our planets.
Yes, ye bazi.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ffe tubeere eno ku nsi.
But we are on this earth.
Olw'obutamanya bukulu bwe.
For not knowing his greatness.
Tumugamba aveeyo yeeraga nga ye
Katonda. Let him come prove his God.
Ng'ajjira mu mmotoka yo.
If he comes within your car.
Nyumba yo.
Your house.
Omwami oyo.
Your husband.
Mugwe mw'oyagalira omulabira
ng'ofunze ffunze. You want to see through that. But all that he freely gives us. But his greatness is existing. Let's move on.
Tulimu Yobu esura ya 22 n'oluyiri lwa 13. Naawe oyogera nti Katonda amanyiki. Ayinza okusala omusango ng'ayima mu kizikiza ekikutte. Ebire ebiziivu bimubikkako n'okulaba talaba. Era atambulira mu bwekulungirivu mu kwekulungirira kw'eggulu.
Nti agamba.
He says, maybe he surrounds the heaven where it ends. He's right there, and that is what is done there. Now, this heaven you see, it is such a lot like this. Not as you see it only up there. Others think maybe it has a top, but a top which covers it. It is the cover of this earth. The heaven is which is blue. It is very far. It is not in this planet. Planet Earth is in space. And from our planet Earth, reach where the heaven is.
It's
very, very a long distance. In the day the stars are there and they are giving light. But the problem we have, the light of the sun is much on us. And it does not see the stars shining in the day. But the truth is this, they are right there shining. Praise Jesus. Heaven is circular. Don't just think that it's only up there. Let not the scientists get first to discover this. And to think that perhaps God never spoke of the great things
today.
For the church,
now
the great things we know. We know a car. We know houses. Those are what we call great. These ones, they never know them. And when you speak in the church, heaven is secular. They ask. Is it such a
lot?
The apostle has brought a new gospel. But it's not that. It is within the Bible. But because the great things of the Lord to us, you see when you fact a car, big horn, and you say truly, God is great. But he says he is far greater than that. Those are the smallest things he gives us. Praise Jesus. But his greatness is great. Heaven is very big. But it had to reach its climax where it ends.
For
no one would dare reach it passing a rocket. For it is very far. They have not reached most of the stars. For they are very far.
Now,
will they reach heaven? The only way to reach heaven
is
pass through spiritual transport. For it is very big. You see,
you
move planet Earth, a very small thing. Now look like this. This is the planet you're moving by. And you move within it through planes. You try to move around it. When you stretch out of it, heaven can multiply Earth how many times? You just give up and surrender. But the entire heaven as you see it, it is taken to be the toys
of
the Lord Jesus from the knee reaching where the ankle breaks off. And now the soul, it is taken to be the stars. The toes are taken to be the planets. We are still seeing Jesus. What is in heaven and earth, and they are within the Master Jesus. He is very big. And this is called the realm below. But heaven is very big. It has enough four gates. There is that gate of the east. We have the west. We have the southern gate. And the northern gate. But the others on the side, they never opened them. For they move and stretch to above the heavens. Out of the heavens. In the beginning. Now we use the northern gate. That one there. And we can stretch to the next heaven. Where we find the Jerusalem city of heaven. When we begin to move up, Bible itself will show you that heaven, when you're heading, you have to move up.
They
show the ladders from the Jerusalem city and they come knock on earth to pick someone and you are sent. Praise Jesus. There is no heaven.
We just
saw when someone was going to heaven and he saw God calling from the ground, come down here. Everyone says, I had a voice call me which was up my head, and he called me, come up here. Heaven has that ascending, moving up. When you say get down, you are coming on planet earth.
You
are going to discover more about
yes,
this. Praise Jesus. But heaven, it is secular. Let's see Job 11.
Job
11. 7 to 10.
Job esula ya kuminemu nori njiru wa msambu. Oyinza okulaba Katonda uroku nonya. Oyinza okulaba omuyinza w'ebintu byonna. No mumalayo.
That a new try to see God by seeking him.
osubira
you expect
abakutte bizungirizi banatuka wakoma
the rockets reach where God ends.
Uliriza buruji.
Listen properly.
Tucharaba Yesu.
We still sing Jesus.
Alimwe bintu bune bintu.
Within him are things in heaven and earth.
Wabwe waliwe chitafu aliwa kuru.
But there is the Father above the heavens.
Akole kuru lija nese.
Makes a new heaven and new earth.
Kati Yesu yeye ka.
Now Jesus alone.
Ono kunonya tosobola mmura.
In such you can never see him.
Era neunya.
And I wonder.
Milundi mingi twagenda ngakunzi.
Many times we went to the mountains.
Ngamutufu tugenze kunonya
mukama. We went to seek the Lord.
Ngamutufu twani munonyeza.
How would I have sought him?
Soko tumule mwana wewe yenka.
First look at how big he is.
Bakugambe tucharaba kitundu che ekuru lina ekitundu echawa.
The heaven which is rim below. The last created heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Where we find 10 planets.
The
kingdom of the stars are many.
Amagombe,
the hell.
Abamasaza,
the principalities.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And the empowerment of the heaven. But they are all very big.
Now,
the problem with men. God, they don't seek him by that and you see him. But he told us. Isaiah 34:16. Look in the book of the Lord and read. That book can show how God is
equal
and is with inside. That's why the Holy Spirit asked
the Job,
can you see the Spirit proper?
Yobu kumi nemu musamvu. Oyinza okulaba Katonda olw'okunoonya. Oyinza okulaba omuyinza w'ebintu byonna n'omumalayo.
N'omumalayo. Olw'obunene Katonda
tusolaba. Tulaba Yesu. We are going to see Jesus in the big size. We are still seeing Jesus. And we spend time studying. But we'll be studying the rain below. And right now, we've reached the circular state of the heaven. But it's true. No one has ever reached it and said, and I touched it. They have gone with rockets, have gone. But they have ended near. They cannot finish where the heaven ends.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why he
said,
if you thought you would have discovered him and you finished how he is inside, for we climbed mountains, you entered into fasting. The book which speaks of him, you left it aside. But the question says, you think when you move the mountains,
even
when you go to Israel to seek the Lord, is he there? You think how big is he? For seeking, can you discover him? After he told me this word, seeking him in that way abandoned him,
and
they asked him, how do we dare seek you? Seeking you with one
deed,
and we feel want to see you. But how are we going to seek you? And he brought out Isaiah 34:16. Look in the book of the Lord and read. For none of them who missed its spirit, for the Spirit gathered them. For the Spirit went moved all over the entire heaven and went above the heavens and gathered whatever concerns God, and he brought it in the book. We can best write here and we even see the living God speak with him, and we stretch out of the entire heavens and we see him. And there we've thought him. Let's move on to the next verse. Job 11:8.
Chinkana eguru obuguru mifu. Oyinza kukola chi.
Damuru nyiri oru.
Chinkana eguru obuguru mifu. Oyinza kukola chi. Chisinga amagombe okugenda wansi. Oyinza kumanyachi.
Oyinza kumanyachi.
What can you dare know?
For,
as you see heaven being very far, even though it is such a
lot,
but it is very far.
It is
very far. And he says, you want to see him. You climb your mountains. You go to nations like Israel. You go to see God. He asks the question, what can you do? For we don't get back to see the Father.
It
is elevated above the heavens.
He
bases above the heavens and he sees through the heavens. Now God the Father, he is far bigger, for he is the beginning. He began with his word and his spirit.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now heaven is very
great.
Now, what is upon this heaven? When we reach it, it's like a glass. And sometimes it has glitters upon it. bluish color and it sends those light things from it. It's like glass. When you reach it, you can see yourself within it. When you reach that heaven, you can go there and drop whatever and you see whether you see yourself on it. When you get far and the image comes small in size, when you get closer it gets bigger. Now you can reach heaven alone and you remain there playing with it and you knock and it is very hard. No metal has ever existed on earth. Heaven is very hard. There is no metal you can compare to heaven. On the heaven you see, it is very, very strong. You cannot break through. Praise Jesus. For heaven itself, after it carries another heaven on top of it, and it too has many things in it. It's like packing merchandise on another box.
Now,
it is a heart that can never burst. Let's see Job 37. The strength of the heaven.
Job 37,
verse
16. What is 18? Omanyi okuteresebwa kwebire ebikolwa ebyekitalo ebyoyo eyatukirira mukumanya ebyambalo byo bwebibuguma ensi ng'esirise olw'embuyaga ez'obukiika obwa ddyo. Ebyambalo bwebibuguma ensi ng'esirise olw'embuyaga ez'obukiika obwa ddyo, oyinza okubambira eggulu wamu naye. Amaanyi gaalyo genkana endabirwamu ensaanuuse.
Yes, yebazibwe. Nti eguru.
That heaven.
Atonda bwe yasinzira ku eguru yonna
okuliteeka. God was basing above the heavens to put it.
Yakwata nga bw'onaateekawo curtain.
He got a curtain, a tent, curtain of the tent.
Okwawula eguru kuli
newaali. To separate heaven from the another.
Eno yagikola nga curtain.
This he made it like a curtain.
N'akola ne curtain
yendala. And he made another curtain. And he made his rooms there. Now you feel hard, heaven is great and strong as we see its size. But he showed you, he put it as a curtain basing above the heavens. We shall see creation, how we mentioned that, on the creation of heaven and earth. But it's very strong, like glass, but not like glass of the world.
They have
told you that it's very strong. Yet it seems like glass when you reach it. You touch it when you feel it within you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It
is such a lot. It's very strong. We wouldn't have seen the things. But we tried to open this heaven and we saw what's within it. So we wouldn't have seen these stars, it would have been covered. Now we are formed within like the yolk of an egg. I'm trying to show you an example. You see these planets, those 10 planets, they are taken like a yolk of an egg. The stars, the moon, and the sun, they are taken like this whitish thing we eat in the egg. Now the cover of the egg, it is taken like this heaven. And it is such a state. Now the rest are within them. That's the umbrella we are in.
Here
we try to reveal some of what is in the room below. But if you don't see it, you have to get back to above and teach you how you draw that heaven to teach it people
understand.
But when you study what is inside, I first ask God, when I reach down there, how am I going to make these images of the thing?
You have to take it to above,
for you are divided two times. If you leave this body, when you're going through the vision or the dream, they divide you, one part remains, and you remain breathing here. But the other part has been closed, you're up there. When you go to above, they resume and give and surrender your spirit. What they give you up, you should come to above when the seasons are not
you.
As if they have taken you to foresee. The sanctuaries are hit when you've just gone now. That's why I understood. Heaven, how would I do this? That you may know what is inside. When you get out of it, you see as something sanctuary right there.
And
it has nothing, you can say. You touch it here, it is sanctuary, it's big. And it is very big. The things of God are amazing. And truly God is great. That is the way I show what is in heaven best thing in above. You cannot do it in human wisdom. For I came back on earth as the animals born. Why did they do that? How will I make images to explain to people that what is in heaven is this? They first confused me with the prayer. I asked the Lord, I got the paper, how do they make these images? Now these are in the box. I don't know how outside is. How am I going to do it? I went to pray, I just fallen. Quick. And they are like, let's go see what I was just told how things are. I never knew how to draw. I reached as soon as place. And I would tell him to do, but the problem was very serious. Until he understood what he would tell him to keep. And he told me, let's go to the internet and search them out. When I reached there, things there you could not understand. You try to make them be, when I left him alone, he is on the computer. And I brought what we first covered about it. Until the Lord has put in his life. Until God helped us with other brothers, and we began getting the things. And right now we take them to another level. For they have grown more into understanding in the name of our Lord Jesus. Now that's the start of the heaven. Heaven is very hard. And they shouldn't lie to you that you go at the door of heaven and you enter there. You cannot escape. They shouldn't lie to you, they've got to escape from the door of heaven that you may get to enter heaven. It's impossible.
Yes,
praise Jesus. First and foremost, these gates of heaven, they were made and very, very strong. And they are made by big nail. Big bars. And big. Very strong. You see those, when you reach the gates, those rims are very big, which connect heaven to heaven. Those rims which are like people. When you have to enter through those rims, but they were made very hard, you cannot even stretch through. Let's read brief about that. In Psalms 147,
Zaburi ya chukumi ya namu sambo.
Mkutandise nuru kuna. Hidile.
Zaburi ya chukumi ya namu sambo. Olinyiru wakuna.
Psalms 147:4.
Alale mwenye. Abala emunye nye umwendo guazo. Azitumazo na amanyagazo. Mukama wafe mukuru. Irovu yinsabwe guamanyi. Okutegera kwe. Tekulo ozi kika. Mukama awanirira abawombeefu. Asindika wansi ababi.
Abasindika muge.
He cast them in hell.
Katugende kunyola 10 na 14.
Let's go to verse 12 and 14.
Zaburi ya 10 ana musampuli nyo 10 na
2. Psalm 147:12.
Tendereza Mukama gwe Yerusalemi. Tendereza Katonda wo gwe Sayuni. Kubanga anywezezza ebisiba byenzigizo.
awadde omukisa abaana bo mu ndaayo.
Ebisiba by'enzigi wano oluzungu egamba,
English says,
for he has strengthened the bars of your gates.
Anywezezza emitayimbwa z'enzigi zo.
He has blessed your children within you.
Era awadde omukisa abaana bo mugwe.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Kati ezo zino emizingo gino.
Now these realms.
Bw'oba oyingira ku mulyango
gw'eggulu. When you enter the door of heaven.
Zino zora beziyita
wa. Those realms you see.
Ezimana ezeyunga bwezi.
We join themselves on an
Ziba nene nyo.
They are very big.
Ngumu.
And they are very strong.
Kubange kuligena tula kuli.
For heaven is going to sit on them.
Ali yungane kuli.
And it connects to another heaven down it.
Waba wagumu nyo kamara.
It is a very strong thing.
Era ate singo kwewu
sabu ezi. It surprises most on them.
Eziji zeguru.
The doors of heaven.
Ziba zogera.
They speak.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Eguru libaddamu.
Heaven is living.
Era buli woraba gate weri.
Every time you swear the gate.
Waliwo yandi baddenga malaika gwe bayungira
ku. These are angels whom they connected on.
Gate ku gate.
A gate by gate.
Yengeza kugamba kiri bwezi.
What I'm trying to show you is this.
Wano.
There.
Wano.
There.
Ne wano.
And there.
Ne wali.
And there.
Baba ayungira ku mpaji za malaika.
These have joined themselves on the pillar of the angels.
Tuvura bajja kugamba nje kuruddamu.
That's why you tell you heaven is living too. Let's first see that. And we move on to see this heaven. Why can the gates speak? Isaiah chapter 1 verse 2.
Ulira gwe guru era tego okutu gwe nsi kubanga Mukama ayogedde nayonsa nendera abaana ne banjemera eti emanya nyiniyo n'endogoyi emanya ekisibo kya Mukama waayo naye Isirayiri tamanyi.
Yesu
yebazibwa
agamba ulira gwe guru nawe nsi
and even earth
nazala abaana
I reared children and I brought them up but they rebelled against me. Now the heaven which cannot understand God is telling it what? Even earth which never understands. But we discovered earth it too is made of four angels according to what is so in Revelation 7. But heaven too is like that. That's why many times even in Joshua 24 you hear Joshua say, I call heaven and earth to be a witness. Everything done under this heaven, heaven records it immediately to be able to be witnesses before God on what have humanity done in different places where they are. In the kingdom of the stars and the sun and the moon, even the world, which are found in that heaven, these are great witnesses unto God. Praise Jesus. And he calls them the witness to be present to witness. That's why he says, I call heaven and earth. We hear someone when they call gates. The gates of so and so open for us. Even the gates of the other place open. Praise Jesus.
So
now all this,
he
shows that heaven is living.
You
will read Joshua 24. Verse 22 and down.
Joshua ya makumi abiri mwenya norinyiri ilu abiri mwabiri.
Joshua 24 verse 22
ugamba weuti abantu ni bagamba Yosua anti Mukama Katonda wafe tunamuwerezanga n'eddoboozi lye tunaaliwuliranga. Bw'atyo Yosua n'alagaana endagaano n'abantu ku lunaku olwo n'abateekera etteeka n'ekiragiro mu Sekemu. Yosua n'awandiika ebigambo ebyo mu kitabo eky'amateeka ga Katonda n'atwala ejjinja eddene n'alisimbaawo wansi w'omwera ogwali ku kifo ekitukuvu ekya Mukama. Yosua n'agamba abantu bonna nti, laba, ejjinja lino linaabanga mujulirwa gye tuli, kubanga liwulidde ebigambo byonna ebya Mukama byatugambye.
Wali ejjinja eriwulira?
Is there a God, a stone which hears?
Yesu yebuzima.
Praise Jesus.
Naye tulina okumakira
ekintu kimu. All I have is one thing.
Byonna ebiri mu ambulera y'eggulu.
Everything the umbrella is heaven.
Eggulu erisigadde nga bajulirwa
ku nsonga. There are witnesses on this issue.
Obula baba bakimanyi nti waliyo alikoodinga ensonga siwa eggulu lino n'ensi.
Made under this heaven and earth.
Obula bagambye wulire eggulu.
That's why he said here on heaven. Nawe
ensi.
And listen on earth.
Nazaala abaana.
I birthed children.
Abaana ne banjeemu.
And they rebelled against me.
Yesu yebuzima.
Praise Jesus.
Bw'oba ogenda mu ggulu.
If you go to heaven.
Nagambye gates zire na
kuzikozesa. The other gates don't use them.
Kubanga ziri wala nnyo nnyo.
Very, very far. But when you get the gate of the north, you can reach Jerusalem of heaven. Which was the first created heaven. About Revelations 4, these are some of the things spoken of this gate.
Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ne ndaba era laba oluggi oluguddwawo mu ggulu n'eddoboozi linasooka okuwulira ng'eryakagombe nga lyogera nange nga lyogera nti linnya okutuuka wano nange nnaakulaga ebigwanira okubeerawo oluvannyuma lw'ebyo amangu ago nali mu mwoyo era laba entebe y'obwakabaka yali ng'eteekeddwawo mu ggulu
yesu yebazibwa
bwe
tuba tugenda mu bwakabaka
obw'omuggulu
tudda mu mambuka
tetukkirira
ekituviiriddeko okwoyesa geeti
ey'omu mambuka ku ggulu lino
newankubadde nga eggulu lyo
lyekulungirivu
yesu yebazibwa tetukozesa geeti sizina
ez'enu
tebakukkiriza na kutuukayo wadde nga mu kusomesebwa n'olugendo lw'eggulu
Then the teaching of the Lord tried to move me all of the things in teaching and in reaching to see them. All these things, they may know them. That's why it's called a full knowledge of God. To bring the full knowledge in the world and it fulfills the scriptures which God promised. God promised Isaiah 11 verse
9
that the world will be full of the knowledge of the glory of God as the water spread over the sea. And he repeated in Habakkuk 2:14
that
the world be filled with the glory of knowledge of God as the water spread over the sea. All this will reveal
that to
bring knowledge of God and His right glory how it is. And we don't see Him as gold and silver, the cars and houses, but we see Him in His greatness. And we know He really gives us these ones. Praise Jesus. Now because of that, what happens one to reveal all the things, it continues to fulfill Luke 8, and he says
nothing
which was hidden will not be revealed. All these have happened, but he decides to reveal them now, for he promised in Luke 8:16-17 nothing which is hidden which will never be exposed. Praise Jesus. And this continues to promise when he spoke with Daniel
in
Daniel 12 from verse 9 unto down, when he told him that those will be revealed in the latter days, for he asked him, how long will these ones be? And the words were sealed within his book. He told him, reaching the latter days. Praise Jesus. And they are blessed to see words which were hidden long time. Praise Jesus. Not many places you find this word, and they are teaching you how God is. Praise Jesus. Now these are the secrets. He spoke in Isaiah. When he was speaking there, he told Isaiah, go and speak. Let them hear. But understanding they will never understand. Even seeing they will see, but they will not totally see. He asked him, how long will that be? He told me the days of the latter days, and people are being finished, they are going. Those words will be revealed. If you base in Isaiah 6, verse 7, and 11, you begin to discover
man.
He promised in the seasons we are in. Even now they reveal every secret, For he said, his glory will not be given to another, but the glory will remain in
him.
Many have taken his glory and have sat in the throne and they claim to be gods, but he is the living God. He refuses to pass his glory and his greatness, to humble down everything which has been lifted itself above the knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And he tells us, he shows us good words right from now. He had hid them and he created them right now. In the Bible, but he sealed them. When you read, you can never see the third heaven. You see it for what anyway? In the Bible, you can never see that.
When
you read it, people say, it's a new heaven. What are they speaking? Praise Jesus. And these are what in Isaiah. Isaiah 48. I have shown you new words which you've never known. They have been created right now. Not of long time. Praise Jesus. The gates of heaven, they speak. Psalms
24.
Zaburi ya abiri mwenye anorinyiru wa mkaga.
Psalms 24 verse 6.
Ejo jemirembe jabo abamu noonya. Aba noonya amasogo ayi Katonda wa Yakobo. Muyimuse emitwe jamwe mwenziji. Namwe muyimuke mweba wankachi abata guwao. Nekabaka owekitiibwa anayingira.
Yesu yebazibwe. Kama afe Yesu bwe yali addayo.
When the master was going back, leaving this world,
ebiragiro byali byateekebwayo ku ggulu.
Commands had been put in heaven.
Nti bamulaba bakonga
jja. When they see of him coming,
basanyuke nnyo.
Let them rejoice so much. Abeeko
bamugulirewo.
And let them open for him.
Eggulu.
Heaven.
Enzigi zoogera.
Doors speak.
Manyi mulina enzigi zino ze mpangiridde bannasayansi.
You have this scientific
knowledge. Oyogera nawo oluwogezi ne luggulawo.
You speak and it opens.
Nga waluliikoodinga waluteekamu. Gulawo njaga kuyingira.
Oh, tell it to open and it opens for you.
Oyogerera eriwo ne luggulawo.
You speak aside and it responds.
Oba
it just sees you and it senses you. And it opens itself.
Abalala bakozesa switch.
Others use a switch.
Sinjireyo nanyiga.
They paste there and
they put it on. Nemu nice nezi nam.
But these doors are living.
Ande omuntu kuvaali awo kumulyango.
The Holy Spirit is on the door.
Atenga.
Ne
malaika ono.
Even this angel.
Akola gate eno naye wali.
Who works on this ground.
Gwe bazimbira ko bemba gambi bali abana.
Yes.
Abali great gwe bazimbira ke gururi.
Yes.
Bwe gatugambe eringa zeziringa empaji gwe balegere guru.
They are like pillars of which the heaven was stretched.
Obuwangu wa malaika abana.
The height of these angels.
Kwa kumi twali
tubalaba. Revelation 10 we saw them.
Twalabanga ayinza okukwata ku ggulu eri.
We saw that he can touch the heaven. And stand on planet Earth.
Now,
God is the one who stretches the height to which he wants the heaven to reach after he laid his pillars for them. That's where they were built.
On.
When you reach there, if the Holy Spirit is asking you, the gate itself speaks. Even you too, you can tell it. Open for me, I'm going to enter.
There are
many things we're going to see on the gate of heaven. That in BC, though the angels, they had the codes which made them access heaven. But the seasons of AD when they began, the devil and his angels were cast from heaven. All the codes were changed. And there's only one code right now. Righteousness. If you don't have it, you don't even come with another court. From when the King of Kings was opened for, when the gates last opened, they used the court.
The
Master Jesus himself changed the court. And it changed righteousness. That's when we reached heaven. Nothing righteous or not righteous to remain in heaven. And
this
you've seen elsewhere.
And
they claim, I reached heaven yet I wasn't righteous. But the Lord, he said that the evil ones who sleep in palace structures and have not worked so much righteousness. You know of one thing. They have never reached the doors of heaven. For you cannot pass them run either in heaven. You've heard they speak and they hear. They see from afar and they say the voice.
One,
who are you? Where are you going? And you begin to explain. And the thing is this.
We
will see when you hit the door of heaven. Angels. But surprisingly, they don't ask them. They ask you, the angels take you get outside of you. And they leave you in the middle to be questioned alone.
That's why
the Bible tells you everyone should stand before the Lord alone, not with his other colleagues. You will not call another and
beg,
come and ask both of us, you answer some of them. No. Repeat this verse.
Tuli mu Zaburi ya 24 n'olunyiriri lwa musanvu.
Psalms 24:7.
Muyimuse emitwe kyammwe mwenziki. Namwe muyimuke mweba wankachi abatagwao ne kabaka owekitiibwa anayingira
and the king of glory after he died for us here and he raised him back to heaven. We see him in Acts 1 from verse 9 to 11
and is
being lifted with a cloud with no heaven. And when we reach the door of heaven, these are the questions which were asked to him in Isaiah 63. This is what you have to know. If they ask questions at the door of heaven and they ask the owner Jesus himself, what are you on?
You know that
they will expect to reach there and they ask him who made alcohol. Where are you going to pass to ask a question? You will not go beyond hell. You will be cast in the lake of fire, not even reach the door of heaven. We shall see on the day of judgment when you've been brought like a robber in the Jerusalem city of heaven, that we may judge and condemn you. When the court was changed on them, the Master Jesus himself changed. Isaiah 63, he spoke with it. He reached the door and he spoke with it. These had been earmarked a long time. According to Isaiah 63. Let's go right there.
Isaiah isura y'enkagamwesatu n'olunyiriri olusooka. Ani ono ava mu Edom. Ngalina ebyambalo ebinyike mu ddagala ngava ebozula.
Why are
your clothing stained with blood? The door is asking you from afar. Sometimes back the door was not questioning. That's why you're going to hear that the devil went to heaven and he came back. Then he attacked us and went back to heaven. And he asked him, where are you from? I am from moving up and down on the earth. Have you seen my servant
Job?
This time things became harder. The code was changed. And the chest of the devils, they never passed through with a
code.
They were just cast out. The door opened once and they will cast them out. They shouldn't pass there. They have no code to make it through there. Just throw out. Now this gate, it asks the Master Jesus, who are you? You come from Bosra, from the world. And you come from even hell, for these two places. The planet Earth is there and hell is on. The words were used in a very heavy language. You repeat that verse.
Ani ono ava mu Edom.
Edom wano ku nsi.
Edom planet Earth. You know a place called Edom on Earth.
Batabani ba Esau je
babe. Which the descendants of Esau chose. When you read in Genesis.
Isaiah 63:1.
Isaiah 63:1.
Ani ono ava mu Edom ngalina ebyambalo ebinyike mu ddagala. Ngapa ebozula.
As if you are from hell. He was coming from two kind of places. For we know when Christ came on earth, he first went to hell. After he died, 3 days. In 1 Peter 3, 17:21. And he came back here. I was in Luke 24. In his resurrection. After Acts 1. from verse 9 unto 11, it was lifted to be taken. When he's lifted to be taken, he reached the door, and the door asked him, where are you from? Who are you? Isaiah 63:1,
ezekitiibwa ng'atambuza amaanyi g'amangi nzayogera obutuukirivu owamaanyi okulokola.
He told him, I speak righteousness, mighty to save. When you see and you say, I'm Jesus, it never works there. Your gifts, what you have been working through, what have you been doing, I am the Savior and I speak righteousness. That is the work he came to do. You are going to speak what there. The musicians do not
serve.
Some musicians have become pastors now. The apostles, church has one apostle. The rest are followers. You never came to do anything. You have not even spiritual name. How will you have passed this door to enter heaven? You must speak your name of heaven. Who are you? Which shows your work. I save and I speak righteousness. That is the password you passed it. Now my friend, many times we don't mind of our spiritual gifts, but Bible tells you, do not reject the gift put upon you. Why don't you dare reject it? In the time they will ask you of it, you wouldn't have known, you would never be knowing it anymore. The whole script through Apostle Paul. And he said, gift which was given you. And he emphasized it. First Corinthians 12, that my brethren, concerning spiritual gifts, I don't want you not to know them. You should know the gift. But he never spoke that there. He had come to do what here? That is what shows his right name. I'm one right. I speak righteousness. Mind you say, he answers to the door. He's speaking with it.
That's
when the gates saw him coming, which is
on
Psalm 24, 6 and 7. The gates are told, when the king comes, open, but first ask him.
Isaiah 63:2.
After I told them that I speak righteousness, mighty to save. We know he's our Savior, isn't that? And he was told. Now, how comes your clothing are red? These things, they don't pass it with clothing or garments like that. Tell us, where are the fruits of it? Why are you looking like that? You know, after getting your spiritual gift, you must bear fruits of it. The master spoke like this in John 15,
that
the branch within him without fruits is cut off him, but the one which gives fruits is what they prune. These fruits, they are the fruits of righteousness. Praise Jesus. Galatians 5, praise Jesus. Don't say, I discovered my gift, you have no harvests of it.
Three names.
You have an apostle, you are a musician, and you are a prophet. You have only concentrating on rather one. You left the two. They gave you three orange trees to take care of. You are rather taking care of one. He told you, I speak righteousness,
you
are mighty to save.
That is the
code he was known of
on
the door of heaven.
Your day
righteousness
and
your name
and
the fruits of it.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah 63:2. Engoye zo ne zifaana n'oyo asambira mu ssogolero. Nsambye essogolero omunzekka.
He told them, friends,
there are
beatings, many beatings in the world.
And they are in
the right place. What have they done to me?
They have beaten me
for those who have gone to save them.
Who has
begun to explain the fruits?
You
are going to explain
what? I
was a musician and I crossed over to become a pastor.
When I reached
to be a pastor,
and the marriage I failed.
Now the
quality
of the pastor's brother died.
I
was with him there lasting. That is what you speak.
A
pastor be a pastor.
A
musician be a
musician.
Excellent. When it's a second gift.
When we shall
study Christ and his church,
we shall
discover gifts of people and their characters.
And how do you
see that you have a certain gift?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
On Tuesday and Wednesday,
we are about to finish the spirit of the Lord and his works of righteousness
and
the spirit of the devil and his works, and
we shall
handle Christ the right
Christ,
which is built by spiritual gifts.
It
must be a pillar in the church of Christ,
where
we shall separate the Christ churches and the devils.
The
devil's churches are built by iron sheets,
they
are built by blocks, sand and glasses.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
on the right church,
you
shouldn't be there when you're a follower.
You
must be a part
on
that body of Christ.
If you are an eye,
you must be working.
Do
you have any part of your body which has no use?
Anyone having
it that may give it to us? All parts are working. Now the churches of the devils, they grow like this.
When
the devil knew on the door of heaven, they're going to ask you a name. And he made all of you followers here. And he sent his
false
apostles
and false
pastors, the one preaching on the
pulpit.
And he calls you his sheep all the time.
Now,
70-40 years, you are seated, you are a follower. We are going to heaven.
Yes,
the devil knows his schemes are endless.
When he knows you've sat
there, okay. You
could
never discover your gift and we'll see how you'll go to heaven.
When they
ask your name, you will
read.
Let us see what you will speak there. And here we encourage every person.
Ask
God to tell you that gift.
He
hearkened so much to
teach
to discover your character.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For there is no pastor who has been in the army.
He
must have been a shepherd or a farmer. And he has those characters.
He
can bear to be a shepherd. But the one from the army, he will kick the sheep.
Let
him go and preach the gospel. Let him go to that.
The evangelists
are like, you can discover a spiritual and a physical gift.
You see the gospel we are
going
in,
if not that hell is waiting, is things like that, rushing quick. But the pastor is on the ship. Now it has ticks and a lot of other
parasites.
We shall see that in the spiritual. But the truth is this.
On
the
top
heaven, they're going to ask you. If they ask the Master Jesus, the Holy Spirit in John says, when
he spoke
on the days of John the Baptist,
he said,
if the has been put on the road, how more these dry roads?
wabanga babuza mukama afu
if they ask the master Jesus on the door of heaven
ategwe
how are you
omanyi
you know where the church is now the abandoned things of heaven it's upon you know where they reach or not the baskets are the ones fronted in lines that con man sheep whatever they do to steal it from
them
but the pastor took it to heaven is explaining how we are going to reach and what are we going to do they are not on that he's not going to enter you want him to tell you to enter these are the Pharisees Matthew 23
they have
the door in the kingdom but themselves have never entered whoever tries to come to enter they hinder you themselves you come for heaven and they put the world in you and you desire the world yet you reach and they will have money they have corporate chairs in the front and you don't have them when you come to give the road clap your hands when this one stands up they know he gives 3 million and they clap their hands 130 million you start with your 10,000 you clap your hands yourselves the one who brings 30 million clap for them and you feel sudden and you say now
me too,
I have to look for how they will clap for me in the synagogue now the things of God they are those seek God they seek man. I have to seek for money myself yes we need money but we need God above all praise Jesus and we have something to glorify it is God now when you come here these Pharisees are on money and they tell you see you going and that's how you enter tomorrow stand and lift your
feet
enter and you are right you become a son of many times the one who came to see God
and the
Pharisees already got mad and the pockets have enlarged them the baskets are tall up like this you put money until they have been on top and when he says I'm going to fill those baskets
he
comes with a lot of tricks and you think you're going to heaven you're shouting, clapping hands but as
you
ever explain the door of heaven how it looks then what will be asked of you or they tell you just we are going these are thieves they have clothed the sheep's skin they pretend to be the sheep of Christ they are stealing money from them and they make even the spirits get lost what the master answers in the day of heaven
Isaiah 63:3
no one
helping you not Jesus he carried the cross himself even when he was tired his hand is what brought salvation for him his hand is the Holy Spirit
he
got a gentleman
Yusuf,
this Yusuf man and he told him you carried for me and he was part of the people all the Jews were just looking at him
and
every person thought that he was
not
but who is called the blood of Jesus you will face it
the
Bible warns you the door of heaven is waiting who scorns the blood that never cleansed you and you trample it again and you make yourself install the spirit of grace you will answer on the door of heaven explains whatever he was done on earth how we trampled the blood and he
killed
the whole of it and was beaten and torn to
you
explained it on the door of heaven now let's see where you will pass you will scorn the blood of Jesus and you count it as if you never cleansed
him
and you see what will follow you he explained them. Let's move on here.
Isaiah 63:3
Wewao,
gumansukidde ku byambalo byange.
Nti guli omusayi gwa Yesu gwe yali
ayiwa.
Gwali musayi gwa bulamu
bwaffe. It was the blood of our lives.
Era kukyaliwo okuba omusayi gwa bulamu bwaffe.
It took the blood of our lives.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yayiwa gwaffe ate.
He shed our own blood.
Bwe twali n'okubibwa ne tuba
ng'eso bwe yayisibwa. The way was expiated.
Naye ne yeewaayo omusayi gwa bulamu bwaffe. But he gave himself
that the blood would be for our lives.
And
he explains it. Now all of you, here you see that you give your own other sacrifice, that you will fast. I will see, Lord, I will come back. I will come back with fasting and prayer. You
say
that things can never go away, except when there is prayer and fasting.
After
I will still, I will come back, and I will fast and it will go away. Why then did you fast when Jesus had not yet come to be beaten and you take away your sins? Now we explain the blood.
And
you see on the door of heaven that what has happened to me, all
things
you see I am on as blood, it's the blood of their lives. When I was on the world, they have been beating me, claiming I stole timber, that I have built the priests.
And
I call myself a son of God.
But
all this is the blood of their lives.
He
explains the harvest. I have been on life redeeming.
Isaiah 63:3. Kubanga olunaku olw'okuwalanirwako eggwanga lwali mu mutima gwange. N'omwaka ogw'abanunule bange gutuuse.
Yali azze kutunnula mukama
waffe.
N'agamba nze nali ngenze
kumakungula.
Era bw'aba asimbula ku nsi kuno
yagamba abatume.
Makungula ndese mangi n'agenda okungula batono.
Much harvest, but the laborers are few.
Musabe nnyo kitanga atume abakunguza
abalala. Praise so much God to send harvesters.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ku ebibyo byonna alaganga ebibala byebiriwa.
But you will show us fruits where they.
N'abamu kufe n'abazuula kirabo
kyabwe. Even some of us have not discovered our gifts.
Bangi abafudde mu makungaaniro wa
kanisa. Many have died in churches.
Nabo tebamanyi na birawo
byabwe. And they don't know even their gifts.
Era nga tebamanyi bakoze
batya. And they don't know what they're going to do.
Mukama abamu abadde ayamba.
Some of them God has been helping them.
And they
discover gifts.
These
are the ones who profit in the
flesh.
The gift of helping.
That
one is discovered early and easily.
The
gift of giving.
Romans
12
specifically.
These are discovered easily.
Pastor always.
You see those gifts help only pastors in giving. They don't help the others.
And he said
that one is a giver, is a helper. But he helps how many in the church?
They lift
them and their help is something.
And
you see a rich person is within. But he was just put down there, see that? But when God was giving him a gift of helping, did he say help only pastors? Now concerning spiritual
gifts,
we don't want us not to know of them.
The
door of heaven has a problem on your spiritual gift, for it's the only name which can make you pass through.
You may
say you've done all good things, but you have to discover your gift. From the time of AD when it began, spiritual gifts began to work. Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, they moved in the gifts of their names. And they were given names with meanings. And
it
was told Abraham,
it means you're going to
be a father of nations.
Now is Sarah,
and you Sarah,
the
mother
wanga.
Of the nations.
Those were
their names with a mission behind it. But we changed it. We have their caste names of the flesh. And instead, let me bring names of heaven. And I restore them to you. That's why he said, and he grabbed and he gave. Like Ephesians speaks it. Ephesians 4. Verse 9 to 12. When he ascended, he grabbed gifts. He gave gifts. For they are not accepted to be on earth. And the devil stopped it. No one was born to know what he was or their name in heaven. Others will say that apostles will be many. That's not a problem. How many hands do you have? Fingers. Do they fight each other? All their eyes don't connect. Another tells the other eye, leave me to see so much. All of us share. All
of them.
And when they will be apostles, each one has a character changes with another. Even your hands are like that. You may be an apostle, and you are a pastor, and you are an apostle, and you are a preacher. Another will be an apostle. Another an apostle and a prophet. Another pastor and an evangelist. The names are two and above. They reach to five names. But what you have to know, the day of heaven, the door of heaven, the questions are there. They will ask you questions, brethren. Let's move on.
Tuli mu Isaya esura ya 63 olunyiri lwa 5.
Isaiah 63 verse 5.
Nimagamaga ni wataba muyambi.
Ate waliwo.
There was no help. Omusajja
bamukubanga agoruka n'omusaala.
The man was beaten and would arise with his claws.
Ojja kusitula.
You carry it.
Gutware.
Take it yourself. And you lift it.
Nga naye
and you look around if anyone could help. And the John would have ran away.
Fever Peter quiet.
With the Peters. Eesh, we had hidden ourselves. The Matthews and we couldn't be seen. They were chanting, Lord, they'll kill us with you. They took off. You look at his colleagues around and all of them are running away. It was with the Holy Spirit alone whom he calls his hand. And he says like this. Isaiah 63 verse
5.
No one is supporting. I am carrying the cross myself. Where are my colleagues?
Jesus was
beaten, but looking. Where has John gone? Where has Peter gone?
If
all of us had hid ourselves, the man may have deceived us.
In all the
people there, no one could support him.
The others
beat him, they had torn him.
Isaiah 53
shows us. And he's looked around. Where are the apostles?
Mama wange yo baya liwate ku bagambo wo mubiri
who they claim of the flesh
ngana hizo sebe
that wasn't here
ngabisigadde muna mwe mtu
kuvuya
kati no bien kugamba
now this I tell you
we biri kumulyango
it is happening in the door of heaven
we katigenda nga wazimu
lomusayi gwa Yesu when you call the blood of Jesus
usimanye mwe
that you
mbosimanye Allah simanye Muhammad
and I hear Muhammad
I hear
you Adventists. All that you're wasting your time. Instead of accepting Christ Jesus on the door of heaven, how will you pass?
First,
you must have been cleansed with the blood of Jesus. Nothing else is going to help you. That is the first thing.
And now you'll be
counted on the spiritual gifts and the fruits of the Spirit. Isaiah 63 verse 5. His hand is what helped him. For he spoke how he used his hand to make miracles. According to Luke 11. He said, if I cast him out by the Spirit of the Lord, by the hand of God, The kingdom of God has come. But in Matthew 12:28,
he's
called the Spirit of the Lord. When I cast him
out
by the Spirit of the Lord, the kingdom of God has come to you. The other side is called the hand. Mouth is called the Spirit.
That is the
hand of God you hear which brought salvation to him. Luke 11, it's called the hand of God, which brought salvation for him. Let's go right there.
The
journey of heaven is long. That's why some of them I speak them just.
Luke 11:20.
Naye bwe mba ngobesa dayimooni engalo ya Katonda, kale obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubajjidde.
Owulidde bulungi? Bwe mba ngoba emizimu
olw'engalo
ya Katonda,
by the hand of God,
obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubajjidde. Matayo 12:28 agamba
ki? Matayo 12:28 says what?
Matayo 12:28 lugamba, naye obanga nze ngoba dayimooni kuba omwoyo gwa Katonda, kale obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubajjidde.
Omwoyo wa Mukama,
the Spirit of the Lord,
ye mukono gwa Katonda,
is the hand of God,
era ye ngalo ya Katonda,
and is the finger of God.
Kati bwagamba omukono gwange,
now when he said that my hand
gundetera obulokozi
brought salvation for me, he is the Holy Spirit.
Era yanoonya Yusuf for me,
and is the one who looked for Joseph. I don't know where he got it from.
Namuleta awo
Yusuf, and he brought him there, Joseph.
Sajja
the man is there like black. You carry the cross of the Master Jesus, and he never feared it.
All
the rest, they feared it. But the Spirit was in the other man, and it empowered him. Don't fear. And the Spirit came through Joseph, and he brought salvation. He told him, let me carry it, my master.
You said
in Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, I have been anointed. And he answered in Isaiah 48,
and the
Lord
has
sent me together with his Spirit. They were both.
He spoke in
Isaiah 48. He said, the Lord has sent me together with his Spirit. They were together.
That's
when he saw things that got heavy, the Holy Spirit said, let me help this man. How? Everyone wanted to tell,
and they
were afraid, and especially those who want to use people are afraid. And
the
man, they are beating him for what? The man came and looked around. What happened?
He
passed to begin to carry for him.
If the Holy Spirit was
there, no one would have helped Christ.
That's why
he tells you how things happen on earth.
And he says,
his hand is what helped him. Let's go back. Isaiah 63:5.
Omukono gwange ense kyegwava gundeetera obulokozi, n'ekiruyi kyange kye kyampanirira. Ne nninyirira amawanga wansi mu busungu bwange, ne mbatamiiza ku kiruyi kyange, ne nfuka ku ttaka omusaayi gw'obulamu bwabwe.
Nti guli omusaayi gwe yali ayiwa,
omusaayi
gw'obulamu
bwaffe,
ogwogera ebirungi
okusinga
ogwa Abeli.
Ebulaniya 12:24,
omusaayi gw'obulamu
bwaffe
yonna yabinyonyola ku mulyango
gw'eggulu
wano
here.
Where we pass
to enter Jerusalem city.
Now
the one who scorns the blood of Jesus and the count that has never cleansed him, you are going to be punished. How dare you scorn the blood of Jesus, and you get the Spirit of grace, and you insult him, and he came to help Christ within the mission.
Isaiah 63:7. Nayogera ku bikolwa bya Mukama
n'ayogera ku bikolwa bya Mukama eby'ekisa ekingi n'amatendo ga Mukama nga byonna bwe biri byatuwadde Mukama.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The Holy Spirit came out to thank what the Lord Jesus had done for us. Else he's joining down there.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But the truth is,
don't
waste the time trample the blood of Jesus, which he gave out to
cleanse,
and you count it as if never cleansed us. He spoke on the door of heaven. I don't know where you pass yourself. Where will you pass yourself? You think to give sacrifices of God, and you think to give fasting as a sacrifice to take away sin. Fasting is the sacrifice showing that your heart has broken, but it's not a sacrifice to take away sin. Let's read brief of this blood before we know how the code was changed. Praise Jesus. But from when Christ reached the law of heaven, the code was changed to righteousness and salvation. If you're not saved, you forget all that. The other came to save. I don't know why you will pass to reach heaven. You spoke, I will speak. I, the Savior, mighty to save.
When you are coming
on the door, you have to be righteous and saved. Now you in your religion, whatever you are, I hear you are an Adventist, I hear you're Catholic, I hear Protestants, I hear Muslims,
many
things and wizards.
What
is in heaven? Salvation and righteousness is what is spoken of. The rest you have nothing. If you
finish
your righteousness, you got saved,
they
are going to ask you, who are you? I, Apostle Saul, and the teacher of the word of God, the fruits,
we
preach the gospel. How many were saved? Let's see in your file. The door of heaven, things are like that.
If
you used to preach and people got to understand totally, or you were just doing it for the sake of preaching.
Hallelujah.
You are just moving.
Amen.
You preach and they understood. All that is the law of heaven.
You say
you preach, you just speak. Whatever, even what you preach, you don't understand, you rather preach it to others. Whoever sat under the counsel of God's word, and they marked them and they understood them to take them to others. Jeremiah 23:9-10. You have to sit down there where the counsel of God's words are. Also verse 18.
Then you will
take them to make others know them.
If you
preach them and you add within them,
or
you subtract from them, how
will
you ask? Have you preached then? You have to preach the gospel. The one going to be saved to be saved. The one who refuses to be a witness. You have to explain to them even they will refuse. Explain to them. Don't do it for the sake. Be saved. You're going to go to hell. And you're shouting around. Jesus, did he do that?
Or
the apostles did that?
And
you get back when you sweat and you claim you're preached.
They will show you
your video. Heaven has been recording everything.
There
have been witnesses of everyone passing under the sun. That's why they have said, and earth, I reared children and brought them up and they rebelled against
it.
And they speak somewhere. I
come
to heaven and earth to be a witness. And I put a curse and a blessing in your midst. You choose. And he explains those words.
Yesu
yebazibu. Praise Jesus.
Kati bino byonna.
Now all this.
Bwoba otambula.
If you're moving.
Manye bili ku mulyango
gwegu. Know what's on the door of heaven.
Tujite kintu kyogenda
tolokam. Don't call it something you're going to escape.
Obamba ogenda ita kakuwa.
You're going to pass a rope.
Manye mbere yo ne babali.
People are out there to deceive you.
Omugenda ita kakuwa na mugenda kuku.
Pass a rope going to heaven.
Asito ita kakuwa kali ne mugugo.
Pass that rope with your burdens.
Byawandike bwawe.
Where is that written?
Ekuru tuli soma kankano.
Then we started it right
now. Kujiri ku gate
okiwuli. Everything on the gate you hear it.
To down olinda kakuwa.
Don't be there to wait for rope. Others have even gone to learn acrobatics to be able to walk on wires. That
will
be able to have stamina to pass the rope to enter heaven. Let's see Hebrews
9.
Okay, Hebrews 10. From verse 6. No linear room card. Abraham Kumim card.
Tandy Koroko no Rokogas.
Abraham is slave Kumi no linear corner. Hebrews 6 from verse 4. Hebrews 10 from verse 4. Kumanga the Chinzika, Omosai Gwente and Nome, Nebuzi, Okuja KBB. Ngajamon si, Chiavayo Gedanti. Sadaka Nebu Wayo to Abiagala. Ne want take it, take it, tewasima ebyokebwa ebiramba n'ebiweebwayo olw'ebibi.
Ewali biweebwayo lwaki?
There is no offering for sin which God wants.
Eraki obula bwatuka ku mulyango gw'eggulu.
That's why when you see the door of heaven.
Amaze okujja mu nsi.
After he came on earth.
N'annyonnyola omulyango gw'eggulu.
He explained the door of heaven.
Munnange omusayi gw'obulamu bwabwe
gwe gwiyise. The blood of their life is what
I have changed. Ne saddaka yonna endala gye bagamba.
And when they come with any other sacrifice.
Tibakikoze olw'ekibi.
That they did for sin.
Totawananga kuwuliriza abantu abo.
Waste to hearken those people.
Hebrews 10:7. Ne ndyoka njogera nti laba nzize mu muzingo gw'ekitabo ekyampandiikwako okukola by'oyagala ayi Katonda. Bwayogera waggulu nti saddaaka n'ebiweebwayo n'ebyokebwa ebiramba n'ebiweebwayo olw'ebibi tewabyagala so tewabisiima. Ebyo bye biweebwayo ng'amateeka bwe gali. N'alyoka ayogera nti laba nzize okukola by'oyagala aggyawo ekyolubereberye alyoka anyweze ekyokubiri. Mu ebyo by'ayagala twatukuzibwa olw'okuwaayo omubiri gwa Yesu Kristo omulundi ogumu. Na buli kabona ayimirira buli lunaku ng'aweereza ng'awaayo emirundi emingi saddaaka ezitajjulukuka ezitayinza kujjako bibi emirembe gyonna.
Saddaaka zonna endala oba za mbuzi oba kusiiba oba biki ewali saddaaka ejjawo
kibi.
Mukama yandisinzidde mu ggulu n'atugaba naye musiibe
ajjako
ekibi
kikyazeeyo
ku nsi.
Sigenda
kujja kunkuba
miggo
nagenda muggeyo
nabye
musiibe ngenda
kubasonyiwa.
Wouldn't
we have fasted?
How
many of them fasted those days?
You know there are men and women
who fasted for 7 days.
In Zechariah chapter
7, 7 years they were fasting, and God was just rather killing them. When they came to
him,
he told them, you've never fasted for me at all. When you awoke to eat, you ate for yourselves. The right fasting, we started it right here. Even the fasting of the devil.
But
even the right fasting.
Not
the fasting to take away sin.
It's
the fasting to break our hearts and to get contrite of things. It's not a fasting to be given things.
It's to
break in our hearts.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
All
that we saw
that.
When we saw the skins of the devil.
What do you party with Twitter? Okurabi, Okusiba Kwaka to no
Kova Satan. We saw the fasting of God and of the devils.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, because of
God,
the blood of Jesus on the door of heaven, I will explain the many things on the door of heaven. Some of them,
there
are these ones you hear. Most of them you shall know. But the truth is this. Some of the great things on the door of heaven, it speaks. It asks questions. You have
had what to answer there. The other main thing on it is that Christ came to preach righteousness and to save. Who doesn't want righteousness? Who doesn't want salvation? The door of heaven, forget it. And the one who tramples the blood of Jesus and you think other things to cleanse you,
now
you too wait for that door. It will be hell. The door of heaven, they will bring you where they are rather dragging you.
Angels
of hell will bring you to be judged for the lake of fire. Let's move on in Hebrews. Hebrews
10 verse 12.
Naye oyo bwe yamala okuwaayo saddaaka emu olw'ebi okutuusa emirembe gyonna, saddaaka emu yokka eyaweebwayo okutuusa emirembe gyonna, tewali kkoodi ndala eri mu mulyango gw'eggulu. Emirembe gyonna kkoodi bagitusaobutuukirivu
oba mu kutukuzibwa musaayi gwa Yesu
alokola abantu. Kati awo n'onnyonnyola ebyekirabo kyo.
Naye bwona alowooza okunyonnyolawo
ebintu ebirala
tebigenda kusoboka
muganda.
Bw'oba olinayo saddaaka
z'osuubira okuwaayo,
kye bayita omulyango
gw'eggulu.
Ebulaniya essula ya 10 n'olunyiriri lwa 12.
Hebrews 10 verse 12.
Naye oyo bwe yamala okuwaayo saddaaka emu olw'ebibi okutuusa emirembe gyonna, n'alyoka atula ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogwa Katonda, ng'alindirira oluvannyuma abalabe be okufuusibwa entebe y'ebigere bye. Kubanga ku lw'okuwaayo saddaaka emu yatuukiriza okutuusa emirembe gyonna abatukuzibwa, era n'omwoyo omutukuvu ye mujulirwa gye tuli. Kubanga bw'amala okwogera nti, eno y'endagaano gye ndiragaana nabo oluvannyuma lw'ennaku ziri.
Omuntu ku yali annyonnyola ku by'endagaano y'omusayi
gwa
naye kino kye kibonerezo.
Onyolwa
28.
Ibulaniya
10:28.
Anyuma amateeka ga Musa afa awatali kusalirwa olw'abajulirwa ababiri oba basatu. Mulowooza mutya okubonerezebwa oyo kwalisaanyizibwa kulyenkanawa okusinga okuba okubi eyalinnyirira ddala omwana wa Katonda n'alowooza omusaayi gw'endagaano ogwamutukuza ogutaba mutukuvu ng'ajirira ekyejo omwoyo w'ekisa?
Birowoozo eko ebyo.
Think of that.
Okulinnyirira omusaayi gwa Yesu,
the blood of Jesus,
omusaayi ogw'obulamu
bwa, the blood of our lives,
n'ogubalanga ogutakutukuza, n'onoonya ebirala
ebinaakutukuza ebibi,
era olwalira abantu,
and today people,
omusaayi baasigala gubikka ku mayumba
gaabwe, to cover the blood on their houses,
na business,
and their businesses.
Bw'oba otambula n'ogamba,
when you're walking and you say, "Musaayi gwa Yesu, I cover myself, cover the blood of Jesus."
Baakutumako
kutukuza. They send it to cover you or to cleanse you.
Kukubikkako n'agabiigo munda.
It covers you with your sins inside.
Not about business.
And you say business.
Yes.
I put the blood of Jesus and yes. Cover it with the blood. The blood didn't come to do that. They are called angels to watch over that job. The Holy Spirit to send angels that they watch over the business, that they work for your work. The blood which came to cleanse you, which is precious, you're rather covering it on the business. Yes, it speaks better things. And it's the Spirit who speaks within us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
you don't come on your business to cover it. This calling and to cheapen the blood.
Bible says, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20,
that we are bought with the precious blood of Jesus
and
the
price.
The blood is of value. Now you leave it covering it on the business of yours. Angels, are they not there? They are cheaper than the blood of Jesus. But they too couldn't save us. But something which saved you the most valuable is what you cover on whatever you find. You take call it to wash all your sins out of you. And you claim, leave me with your sins, but cover me with the blood of Jesus with them. That is what is on the door.
Naye,
but
when you
get from earth,
or
your path through a vision,
or
in a dream,
if you
trans from this body,
you have
unclothed it, left it there.
Oh,
the Azotas.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
The
angels have to escort you in the door of heaven.
When
you pass through death,
I speak
of unclothing the body.
The angel of
death, when he gets you from the body, if you are of heaven, he hands you over to angel Michael and Gabriel.
Gabriel
moves on a red horse.
Michael
moves on a white horse.
Or the
angel of fire who came for Elijah.
You
don't go via a rope.
But
when you reach or near the door, or the door of heaven,
you
go with an angel to escort
you.
When you reach the door, they get aside where you see the at the extremes of the gate.
When
they come with Gabriel,
one
goes on the other side
and
another the extreme side.
The
gate is very big. You know the size of
heaven.
What is called a
gate? It is
bigger than planet Earth 100 times.
Only
the gate of heaven.
Our
planet is a very, very
small.
It is big.
The
spirit first ask him.
Moyo wa mkama.
Spirit of the Lord.
Yagama malaika aliku endi ya gate yenu neri. Ndigundi oliba mazo mubuza nayo manje babera bakolese. Kakati ya mako.
Look.
Eh? Gate yalinga oli abera eri musonda.
Allah is in the corner alone. Tena
malaika aliyero
tala ali.
Adana babera tebakula ba
wakati. You can't see you here.
Gate yabanene
njo. It is very big.
Kati wabaku omwabala kubaga abamazo mubuze lyo bera yo ngolinga na wikaba
biraga abantu as if you are alone
oboli yao ngaba komyeo
as you are there they have come back
e bamazo kusimbe
they have already asked questions from you
kati yao tugende
ngaba tu let us go and they begin
to kubwerekera kati eno
yo
gendo singana batugese dokwa
where you go there you find them prepared to welcome
you itamu terminals
no pass those terminals
na mungu kale wati
do and you're flying you're stretching
okuva wanotuka
from there to there
singana obanga atatambule ku
rwenda nenga banga lili wakati another heaven but it's the distance in the middle of the heavens
okuva ku gulu lino okuda
ku one heaven to another
waneno kama lati
no it is very big distance.
Now the others in
Jerusalem will find them prepared to welcome you. When you pass questions
here,
this door has two.
It connects
with the door of the south of Jerusalem.
We
have
finished
to check them and they are coming.
You
don't waste to be
asked.
It opens once.
And you fall in the
chests of angels, thousands
of thousands.
And the soundings and the trumpets there shouted.
But
this one has to first ask
you. No one
watches over the door of heaven. No one is on the
gate.
The gate itself is independent.
And they should
tell you that you watch over the doors of heaven. If you don't enter
heaven,
no one watches over that door.
The gates
themselves speak.
Now, because
of that, brethren,
when
you get out of this body, don't pass a rope.
Let us see in
Luke 16:19.
So itakagua bakwasa malaika.
Don't pass a rope, you hand it to an angel.
They are the ones supposed
to escort you.
Luke 16:19. Waliwo omuntu omugagga yayambalanga olugoye olw'effulungu ne bafute ennungi ng'asanyukanga bulijjo mu kwesiima. Era waaliwo n'omwavu erinnya lye Laazaalo eyagalamizibwanga ku mulyango gwe. Yali awummuseewummuse amabwa nga yeegomba okukkuta ebyagwanga okuva ku mmeeza y'omugagga. Era embwa nazo zajjanga ne zimukombereranga amabwa ge. Awo olwatuka omwavu n'afa n'asitulwa bamalayika n'assibwa mu kifuba kya Ibulayimu. N'omugagga n'afa n'aziikibwa. N'ayimusa amaaso ge mu magombe.
Oli bamutwala magombe.
Aweba
mu mikono gya bamalayika. Nakutegeeza malayika
Gabriyeri.
Kasita obalabako.
Osanyuka
busanyusa oba ogenda
waka.
Era bw'oba ova mu mubiri
gwo,
ogenda okulaba emabega wa malayika
oli atudde ku ndogo eya kyenvu.
Malayika w'okufa. N'olabayo Mayiko nga
ku
ndogo y'enjewe erigita wali
esambasamba.
Gabudyeri ng'eya
emyufu
naye eri wano.
Ogamba
obantule ku eri
wagwenyi.
Bano abali ku nsi otandika bagamba.
Mwera babanaye Uganda bange. But if they see Abaddon behind,
it
is behind the edge of death.
If
you know problems have arrived, hell, that's where you're going. We are taken in honors because we are honorable. We cannot pass a rope. We have overcome. What troubles us again? We pass a rope, and we are passing a rope.
The devil brought
a message wanting to show
us.
Heaven is very hard to give up on it.
Even
the one who overcomes God passes, makes you pass a rope. Now the other began to think.
Heaven
is even a righteous, you pass a rope and you can even fall on a rope. Where is it written when you go to heaven you pass a rope?
They
told he was lifted with the angels and was taken to Abraham's
bosom. Abraham had
gone to Jerusalem of heaven.
Hebrews
11,
8-16.
Praise Jesus.
He was in Jerusalem.
Even his angels live there.
They
just take you to the door of heaven.
And
the questions are asked you. And they are on the side waiting for you. After, they escort you through the terminal. For it's a distance long. And you fly. As you reach the gate of paint by itself, and the angels have made lines on the right and the left, and the
ones from the middle,
they are coming to welcome you.
Malaika w'okumanya alabikira mu kifaananyi kya Kristo yabeera bakulembeddemu.
Appearing in the image of Christ.
Yava bakugamba nti obulamu otagwa okwe kumanya Katonda omuwa
amazima.
Ne Kristo Yesu gwe yatuma.
Abamu kye batera
okwombuuza.
Lwaki
ku nengwe eggulu ateekawo afaanana nga Yesu?
Era
bw'aba akwaniriza. Akwaniriza mu kitiibwa kya Kristo
nga bwe yandikwaniriza.
Yabeera bakulembeddemu.
The one holding the fifth trumpet is the one who welcomes you. Even the other holding
the one.
This is stood here,
no,
even the other behind of the
vows.
All angels in Jerusalem have wailed for you. Now all this, if you are righteous, you are taken by angel Gabriel in the White House, Red Horse, and Michael, on the white horse.
Michael
is not one. There are very many.
Those
angels shall see them when we reach Jerusalem. But again, there is an angel who can come for you else. In the group of the Michaels. Angel of fire. They who came for Elijah. Remember in Kings.
2 Kings.
Second Kings 2 verse 5.
Awo abaana
b'abannabbi abaali e Yeriko ne basemberera Erisa ne bamugamba nti omanyika Mukama anajja mukamaawo ku mutwe gwo leero. N'addamu nti weewaawo mmanyi, mmwe musirike. Awo Eriya n'amugamba nti nkwegayiridde beera wano kubanga Mukama antumye e Yoludaani. N'ayogera nti nga Mukama bwali omulamu n'emmeeme eyo nga bw'eri ennamu sijja kukuleka.
Ono yali alemeddeko.
This one had held on.
Ogenda wa?
Where are you going?
Ino mmanya gy'olaga.
I have to know where you're going.
Nange nkolerereyo.
Admit why I work for there.
bakugamba Elijja bagenda kujja muno ne gogamba otya gobera akugamba sigala moko wanonzi.
He tells you remain here when you know he's coming for you.
Tugende yo raga.
Let us go where you're going.
Nwitiwe chidi yao nange bantu wa.
Perhaps they also.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga tuchimanyi yali ayolekera bwaka baka bwaka.
For we know he was heading to heaven.
Kwa hizo kukiriza bakule.
Can you accept to be left?
Yeraka soma roku bango mazo mwetekeleza.
After you've heard on him.
Mazo kwetekeleza na pio.
Analyze Gabriel.
Kwa mbolizi wechi gambo.
As the preacher of that word.
Ntane no itakubanunga wagena gambano nange nalabye nga agena.
And he also said I saw them go.
Go
and be there when
they're
the things like Kanongo.
Where
they burnt people to death.
Uganda,
in Uganda.
West
in the West. It's not like that. Going to heaven is open. It's not in clothing you in the house and they burn you after. It's not in going to the desert. No, no, no. If he wants to come for us open, he can even find you on the way. You don't need to decide on the room he's going to find you.
Second
Kings 2 verse 6.
Awo bombi ne batambula. Abasajja 50 abokubana baba nabbi ne bagenda ne bayimirira okubolekera wala nabo. Abo bombi ne bayimirira ku Yoludaani. Awo Eliya n'addira omunagiro gwe n'aguzinga wamu n'akuba amazzi ne gaawulibwamu eruuyi n'eruuyi okuyitako ne bayita bombi ku lukalu. Awo olwatuuka bwe baamala okusomoka, Eliya n'agamba Erisa nti, saba kye nnaakukolera nga sinnaba kujjibwako.
Tetugenda ffenna kubuulira amazima. Naye saba kye nnaakukolera.
Ask what I'll do for you.
Ogenda osigala nakyo.
Which will remain with.
Bw'obeera ggwe mu biro ebiyise.
In the past seasons.
Nsaba emmotoka. Saba amafuta ag'ebyamagero ebisuula abantu.
Miracles to throw people.
Kyoyinza okusabawo kyonna.
Whatever you ask. That is the madness. And they can't give it to you.
In the past seasons,
for you know, we've been sick. And the wisdom got sick and the minds are dead. And they've gone back in Genesis 6. And every inclination in the person's mind is wrong.
Second
Kings 2:9.
Elisa n'ayogera nti, nkwegayiridde emigabo ebiri egy'omwoyo gwo gibeere ku nze.
Nkubisizaamu ebiri.
You multiply two times on the spirit upon you.
Nga ye ayagala.
And he wanted.
Nkole nnyo.
I work so much.
Okusinga mukama wange w'okoze.
More than where my master you've done.
Kino kituufu.
This is right.
Kubanga ne mukama waffe Yesu yagamba.
Or even the master said.
Lumuna amara okunzikiriza.
When you believe
and accept, you can do
more than what I've done here.
Amen.
Have
you read in John? John
14. That you
accept my commands and you believe me.
What I have
done, you are going to do more. Not in show off, and you don't see a sign here of show off, but of humility.
Second
Kings 2:10.
Nayogera nti osabye kizibu.
Osabye si kyangu.
What you've asked is not easy.
Naye bw'onondaba bwe nnaakukibwako kinaaba bwe kityo gy'oli.
Namugamba kintu kimu ky'oba okola.
Say one thing you should do.
Totumagamagamu n'akatininga abantu
abo. Come when they are taking me.
Bw'omagiramagiramu
togenda kukula. When you look aside, you're not going to profit out of it.
You
look as they take me. When you see being taken, you yearn for what I have.
Second
Kings 2:10.
Naye bw'otondabe tekiibe bwe kityo.
If you
dare look aside, you don't see how I'm taken.
Now, how do you dare look if it's you here? I can look at this man. Even when he goes to the toilet, I'm behind him. The man should be when I've not seen him. But the things of God have lied. They are not like of the pop where they pick from the
dead.
They pick them from the building under. Instead, be there and look, see me, and they will give you. It's not of going in the inner rooms that will unclothe power and give it to you. Like some of you go to different pastors. You come in, this is my room. I give you anointing. Is it of the room?
Mm-hmm. 2
Kings 2:11.
Awo lwatuuka nga bakyatambula, nga balojja, laba, ne walabika eggaali ery'omuliro n'embalaasi ez'omuliro ne ziba. Nezibawula bombi.
Zaba itamu wakati.
Pass in the middle.
Zambe.
They came from the door of heaven.
Nezika
and they came on earth.
Beba malaika bomuli.
Those are the angels of fire.
Oda bakuwa dimbibinja
bili. We see on the other groups.
Abonawa sabono nono motoko.
Then you can come for a saint.
Nakutuwa dina mugari bori muri otu.
On the wheels when you're seated.
Sika guwa.
It's not in a rope.
Amen.
Yesu yewasimu.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
You know, here we don't command, you don't tell people to clap. If you want to clap, you clap. You don't say who has had to clap your hands. No. If you feel clapping, clap your hands. Yourself. For it is a spiritual thing yourself.
It
is the one who has understood what you have understood. And what you have heard. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Even when you want to say amen.
No,
even the one of hallelujah can. It's upon the spirit of
confidence.
Don't be say who has had to shout hallelujah. The truth is this.
If any
angel Gabriel comes for you on the red horse, they have to come with a will to take the king home. I don't understand it. Put on the rope. Even if it's Michael on the white horse, there is a wheel and it is typical white.
Amen.
When you leave the body, the wheel is right there waiting for you. And these ones are packed with their wheels. They put the horse on this side, even this height. You are the one who chooses. This one has a will even the other has. The third one packs here of fire. You want to design to go with the design of red? It's not a rope. It is of wheels. The king of kings has told you you are a fellow king. How dare come for you in a rope style?
Amen.
This is familiarity.
The
devil shouldn't familiarize it again like that.
Amen.
How can we pass a rope when we've gotten saved? We are our kings. Let me give you a secret. Revelation says this, verse
1.
The value of salvation that you brought us upon it, even the blood of Jesus is not counted value.
The pastor
bought us with a price. How can you make you pass a wall, a rope?
Kubikura esula esoka n'olunyiri lwakutaano. Era ebiva eri Yesu Kristo, omujulirwa omwesigwa, omubereberye w'abafu, era afuga bakabaka b'omu nsi, atwagala era yatusumulula mu bibi byaffe olw'omusaayi gwe. N'atufuula obwakabaka, bakabona eri Katonda Kitaawe. Ekitiibwa n'obuyinza bibeerenga eri oyo emirembe n'emirembe. Amin.
Yatufuula ki? Bakabaka era
bakabona.
Kati kabona bakunonera batya ku mugo?
There come a priest on a rope.
Priests
like Elijah, they came forth on the wheels that packed to take him.
An angel
is packed. Michael is here.
Gabriel
is here. The angel of fire is behind.
Death is right there. He gets aside. My Lord, you decide the will you want to be taken on. You know the price of the blood which bought us? You read all of it. In Colossians. First Corinthians 6, verse 19. Then you
like
to you are very precious above everything else if you keep righteousness and holiness. How dear God comes for you on a rock that you even holding burdens moving with them. First Corinthians 6 from verse 18.
Mwewalenga obwenzi, buli kibi kyonna omuntu kyakola kiri kungulu ku mubiri, naye ayenda akola ekibi ku mubiri gwe ye. Oba temumanyi ng'omubiri gwammwe ye yeekaalu y'omwoyo omutukuvu ali mu mmwe, gwe mulina eyava eri Katonda, nammwe temuli ku bwammwe, kubanga mwagulibwa na muwendo. Kale mugulumizenga Katonda mu mubiri gwammwe
ne mu mwoyo gwammwe.
You are the one who is going to fall off the rope. Your colleagues, where they come for on ropes, Abraham was he picked with a rope? Lazarus, did he pass a rope? Let's get back to
Kings.
I want us to end here today.
Natulimba Sekabaka, Echokobidi, Esulaya Kobidi, Nolunidi, Tulikurua.
Second Kings 2 verse 11.
Awo lwatuuka nga bakyatambula nga balojja. Laba, ne walabika eggaali ery'omuliro n'embalaasi ez'omuliro. Ne zibaawula bombi. Eriya n'alinnya mu ggulu n'embuyaga ey'omuzimu.
Eggaali liyingira mangu ago.
The wheels entered immediately.
And
lifted to the door of heaven on the wheels. When you reach the door of heaven and they get you out, you must introduce yourself. That's why to confess salvation teaches you to confess God without fear. That when you reach there, you will not struggle to speak, for you confess
God
and is your Savior.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The wheels
slip through the door of heaven.
You reach there, they get a sight
and they ask you a question and they put you back to the wheels
afraid.
The wheels, they can disappear and you fly, but they have to come for you in the honorable. You a king.
Amen.
You are the king of the Lord. We are taking you into
rest.
Thank you for good works. But this
one's
messed us to pass a rope. The devil wanted to show us that even when you get saved, things are hard. Even when you will die, you will pass a rope. That's what he said.
He said,
what have I gotten saved about?
Jesus,
our Lord, showed us an example. He never passed a rope. And the cloud came for him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The Holy Spirit came for him himself.
Bible
says,
Acts
chapter
1,
from verse 11, that the cloud lifted him and it took him. He never passed the rock. Now we were his branches, and he's the true vine.
He
passed the cloud, then we passed a rope.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we thank the Lord.
You
saved us from the deceptions of people. The deceptions of the devils. For you would have been salvation, but you fear it.
simanyo banaita ndi
akaguwako. I will pass that rope.
Ati mazova mubiri
ati ndi akaguwa. Out of the body, then I pass the rope.
Ibyagenda bitwa itusi matwa malaika kupara
mafi. When we started, we saw an angel taking you to hell.
Malaika wa magombe.
The angel of hell.
Ni malaika beguruwe
bali. Even the angels of heaven are there.
Bali tika kumagari ni batutuwara.
They put us on wheels and take us.
Magari gaba kaba kabeto gamani.
The angels of kings.
Gamina nika wiru zikandene.
You know they have big wheels.
Nga omanyi abachina bayino
bugwali. You know the Chinese have those wheels.
Kabaka abera muri nga sewa bakuru kusa
mukuru. The king is behind and they're just taking them.
Sibo muri mu berango otudde.
That's where you are when you're seated.
Bakutwala waka.
They take you to a holy place.
Nevi nevi twala ebidai bitulimba
leba. But these other things deceiving us.
Mushimanyi we naita kunyanja.
When I passed the sea.
Arawo netuguka mu.
And we reached heaven.
Ekuru lyo munyanja.
The heaven of the sea.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
So emimu kubiri kumuliangu eguru.
Some of what is the door of heaven.
Entambo engenda ya fegwetu
kwa kwa. Our going is like that.
Tunone baba malaika.
We are picked by angels.
Malaika Gabriel.
Angel Gabriel.
Atambila kundogo ye miofu.
Moving on a red horse.
Na magari gabama miofu.
And the wheels are red.
Kwa kunona mundu wa
wake gari. When it comes for a human being, he has the wheels.
Zino kubanga bakutwalira
mu. Which they have to take you within them.
Malaika Michael.
Angel Michael.
Endogo yebera anjeru.
On the white horse.
Nene gari na yali nokubana lyonga lyeru. Baba nonye mundu. Ngatibagenze mu byantu.
If you have come for a person. When they are not going for warfare, they come with wheels. The angels of fire, they come with their wheels. They are of the fiery red horses and the wheels. But to come, when they are angels of fire, you know there are wars. That's why they come for you in the ones of the warfare. Of the fire, where are you taking this one? Is dangerous and affecting us. Now, these ones have fire of them burning principalities. You can't touch
it.
Now, when you see them come for you with the wheels of fire, you know that in the space is not easy. They are going to spark fire in the space.
Intelligence
of God on his people. Let's move on in the kings.
Masekabaka, Echoku Yesula, Yakovidi, Nolin, Yakura Kumina.
2 Kings 2:11.
Eliya Nalinya Muguru, Nembuyaga Zomuzimu.
We know them,
Azotus.
Azota makes the body
disappear and brings the one of heaven. But this one had 2 bodies.
When you
read the next passage, you look for his body, they never saw it.
1 Corinthians 15:50-53
to come to pass that in a twinkle of an eye there will be change. The perishable will be swallowed by the imperishable. That's why they look for his body, they never saw it. This one came sweet. To pick him and they took him and he's in the one of home. He entered the wheels. Come and we go home and they take him with high protection where we part fire. You go when their light is off the wheels. I enjoyed everything I experienced the reality of it.
Every
time I want to go experience that. I even don't want to miss at all. I have to get home.
But then,
I've been requesting within the ones of fire. It has the shinings of it. That whitish.
And bubbles
off the
fireworks.
Like the fireworks.
Every
color of the horse.
Mixing you are
taken in very high glory. And to take you in the fire. You know what you have done to the devils on earth. You
are
haunted them
badly.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now the door of heaven, that is how they are. We shall see tomorrow how the codes were changed. Let's have questions of 5 people.
Praise Jesus. The question I'm asking, Apostle.
Wembera nga sinafa.
And if I'm not yet
dead.
But I got to meet the Master Lord Jesus.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. Taking you to see it's on Isaiah
60.
Even if you're resembling them, and it says, I want to show you, it is a command of the Lord. It fulfills Isaiah 28:9-13. They go command by command. If God releases a command, bring me the other. They come for you no matter how much you've been looking. And they reach there and they burn that mouth which has no control. For Isaiah was chosen when he was a sinner. But they call you when there's a preparation to wipe away your sins and take them away. And they take them out. You are the one who come back on earth and resume them. They are they who come back and resume them. The command is this. The one who tested the truth can get out of it. Hebrews 6. Because of that, taking you to see righteousness, God just counts on you. Come back Romans 8, verse 26-34.
He
foresees that this my person is going to stand alive. Now, when you see a vision of God, you have to quicken the person
aligning.
He will show you things which are clear.
But
you can even finish it. And they show you how he had chosen us. The idea, he takes you when it was in program of your life.
They are
trying to give you all that you may not have an excuse. When they take you in a vision to see God in things, don't say that you have reached. Come back, fight for righteousness. Others are in your his program. They have to take you. But when you finish your works, that's when they
ask
you. You cannot go when you have nothing to answer. You have to go in the door and you have something to answer. When God calls you to speak with him, he first teaches you how to speak with him. Isaiah 1, from 14. Learn how to do good. You claim yourself and come reason with me. By the time you reach to speak, when it's worthy for you to reach there. We are studying of hell. When the angel of hell takes you to hell, and you got saved and fell, he first samples you as if he takes you to heaven, and he turns you once into hell. Until hell. The righteous is the one. When you see Michael Gabriel, angel of fire, you know, I'm going to answer all. I have something to answer. You know it is done. The door, I'm not going to fail it. You go when you're very comfortable, you have things to answer. Don't panic as if you never studied. You know, people are not in study. When they reach exams, they are very afraid.
That's
when church, we are taught to make people disciples, not followers, and they have something to answer. Praise Jesus. We studied in the stars. We studied in the moon.
ne gundi zi bottomless pit endala ezitakulanga magombe,
and other bottomless pits which don't work like hell,
ezitibwa black hole,
which are called black holes.
Mwezili nyingi mu bwengulo mu naye muyoka etwala mas bwova mu nsi yaffe.
When you get out of our planet,
okwata south west,
you get to south west,
okugenda okusingana hero yennyini,
to go to meet the real hell.
Naye nga mulimu ebintu ebirala bigyefaananyiriza,
but there are many other things which are like it than a big,
era mulimu n'amaanyi amalago nga gali awo
mupaawe
tunaaba tusoma omwomutukuvu engeri gy'ava ku mulyango guno ogw'eggulu
n'akkirirakalabikire
no mukale era
yatujja
kuwonako okw'ebyo
ebintuebyoaa
kubanga oyo tetunaana mumusoma
naye
ono rainbow gwe mulaba
munafubutukaawo
ku mulyango
gwe
n'ajja kuba muno mwonna n'ateekamu amaanyi gali omu
bbanga
n'amalala gayunga emunyenye
eringa
netiwaaka eri ku
munyenye
zibeera nga zijoyiningiddwa amaanyi
ago
gabeera omwo mu bwengula nga gatangajja gaakaayakana gamansuka mansuka bwekiti bwe kibeera naye nga tujja gasomako enkya naye ng'empewo ezisinga zikuŋŋaanira
mumwagaaganyanaye
go siga heero sikomera lya
katondaolwo
gamanyiddwa nga aganya
agawanvu
oba be bayita bulakaholo zenyini.
Yesu yebazibwe, nze kye mbadde mbuuza ku kala ya gates ezo
bwe tunaatulaba omwo omutukuvu ng'afubutukayo
yakyusa
kala za geeti ezo nga
geeti
oyinza ogisingana ng'etanga lijja leero green neyero
ja
n'ogisanga ng'eri mu bbulu
neyero
enyirira okamala buli kiseera
enyirirana bweyagala
eggulu olitambukbanaye kimanyirwa kuba eggulu tumaze emyaka
mingi
nga tulisuubira busuubi okuligendamu. Eddiini zaakonya nesiriwa z'abantu
ate
bwe twajja mu bulokoziitaani n'alyoka atubba bubi n'atujja
kunnetutandika
noonyamuoloka omuwala wa
sayuni
bizinesi yezaliwa
ogwokubirinabe
oyingira
amawangaaddamu
kati abasajja batandise nabo okubeekengera
bajja
abamu nga bazitowa simanyi obuwumbi bwa
dola
naye ngaabagoberezi baavu,
but the followers are very poor,
naye nga bo bazitowa pounds,
but for them they are rich,
sente nyingi
million pounds,
nga ne bwaba yandibataziwadde ekkanisa yonna yandibadde
naye nga mubbi yazirina yekka, rich but is a thief, only him possesses it.
Oba babuuza ate nga bazikunganyiza mu
bantu
bano be baavuwazizza ensi
bano
naddala okwavuwaza ekkanisamusiba mumunoonya sente
bo
z'ofunawo entono
leetako
ensigo
ekibereberye
ekimu
ekyekkumi
ekiweebwayo obweyamo zonna ne
bazibalawo
love offering akasiima eri omusumba amakungula ogenda okwemaliriza nga
zonnaera
bw'oba toli mubazi bulungi
osigala
oli mwavu ennaku zonna
mulokole naye
mubuuze yaabiwa
byonna
atwala kitayisa obutayisa eziku zammwe n'aziwa
mutaata
wate bali batandika ekintu kiringa
gyabakatuliki
sente zonna paapa yazikuŋŋanya n'abaddizaagenda obusa mu mambiro
bwa sente
kati nawo bwe batyo babbi
nnyo
bazikuŋŋaanyiza zonna be
bazirinanebaga
munoonye mukama abawe
sente
mukama ne mugezaako olumu n'akuwaayo ate agenda okulaba bakusabye ekibereberye ensigo ekimu ekyekkumi ekiweebwayo obweyamo love offering obwebaza amakungula ate gwempadde mwagala
mwavuwa
kale ebyo byonna tujja kubiraba waliwo abuuza
omulaawangi
waliwo alina omuzindaalo aliwo oyimirira oba toyimiridde tituaba
N'enkiri eno ey'obwakabaka eribuulirwa mu nsi zonna okuba omujulirwa mu mawanga gonna awo enkomerero n'eryoka ejja.
Bwe buulira omukakase
bwagaana
eribamujulizi gundi
tebaakubuulira.
Tewagaana.
Did they refuse?
Eyakkiriza
aliba
mu kusanyuka.
They will be rejoicing.
Era nga yeebaza Mukama olw'abaatumibwa.
For they were sent.
Gyali.
Unto him.
Oli eyagaana.
The one who refused.
Aliba mu maziga kale bangamba.
They will be tears, they told me.
Enjiri yennyini eribeera bujulizi.
It will be a witness.
Kubanga entambi zonna zikwatibwa.
All the tapes are
ng'obuulira omuntu ng'omunyonnyola.
As you preach, explain to someone.
Ne ze bano abazunganga tebalina kye bannyonnyola nazo zikwatibwa.
Who don't explain, they are being captured, whatever they do.
Ali ku luguudo emmotoka ziyitawo nnyingi ali wali aleka.
Cars are passing, they're shouting.
Hey, mulokoke batukenaga ono munnakatembo abarokole bagweta
rubo against a mad
kusitwite moto kazita
ochi kaza passing your shouting
kakati bichibyo bijuli bachibo
baba. Now what witness have you given?
And if not jibuli napaka ngikuse bijuli leo muntu
the gospel is the witness.
When
you on one head explain it
tuvura bamkama afa Yesu.
That's why the master Jesus and the disciples
bage nanga mbutala wali abantu.
They went to the marketplace where people are.
Ne bamanya sawa musango abantu bati bachi akula.
Around lunch hour.
Ne mabera umudde mwao.
Everyone is rested.
Ne bababulira.
And they preach to them.
Mu masanganze abantu bayinzo kungalira mbut
the crossroads.
Katugambe mu kasenta
like no tuka
unonyonyola
and you explain
na yoli ku moto kazizo
but you are on cars passing
utada katuti mu main road
the podium in the road
oli mu wakati mu lugudu
you are in the middle of the road
mbabaloko yete tuswala
nebya
daru na yote tubiswalia
even things which are like mad like we don't get ashamed
kule mtu yangule ngo kubate tuswala
then we unclothe ourselves because we don't get mad
bonze ajili te kwasa
that the gospel I'm not ashamed of it
te kukwasa nsonyi ngo kole yeso
ashamed when you do ejili yoyi te kwasa
nsonyi. Maybe you could have been ashamed.
The gospel doesn't make us ashamed, but what you do is shameful. Now for preaching
our gospel,
a trawler with holes. The gospel, we are not ashamed of it, but what you're doing is shameful.
Shaji umusingana katuti ya kateka kwa mpira kwensi yonna. Kantukalia waudi map kali ngo mpira.
Find a person with a power.
Akanade chibuye wali mu lugudo wakati yebuli nakuwabira. Ayeko ne side miro balengera chi. Niba tuve mu kuswaza swaza
ebili ya Yesu. Stop ashaming the gospel of Christ.
Kakati oli muvuzi wa motoka.
Now are you driving a car?
Akatuti kali wali mu lugudo wakati aliko mpira.
Found him on the road.
Wali wa side mirror but
there is a side mirror on it.
Simanya kumanya omulala
another
akutu akatambala ali muli abukabuka zinadda
is jumping at
Yesu Yesu arokora arokora akole chochoka
is just doing that
otuka isane bagambe oba Yesu alalula bulabu zibana
maybe Jesus makes people mad
omulala afutuka emisinde
another is running
bizo kwa muli wano muta
as you here walking
nakoro kwa mulundi ku
and you are running coming and
everyone
turns to see the end. You think the end is a game in people. And he runs going. People remain looking behind. Where is it? As you explain people the end, they think it's a joke.
The devil
does that and you think you're preaching.
Kumba enkoma irajimara muchi
yet is
amani
he weakening the end
bajiroze ntimuzani
that they may think it's a joke
kasajja kabaruka rumune kale kale katuka
shouts once and runs
I find them and I say they are going to
for spoiling the gospel of Christ.
And
you claim to preach it. If you dare find them and correct them, explain it, he remains running. He's coming! Everyone is looking behind. Let's totally get saved this time. And we preach the right gospel.
We call
the gospel of Christ Jesus.
Men preach the gospel
and
they are ready.
And he said you shouldn't preach when you're ready.
Ephesians
6 tells you when you put the readiness of the gospel in thy feet, you prepare yourself and you know how things are brought out. You don't say wisdom stands in the crossroads. Are you wisdom? And which crossroads? Are you a wizard?
When you're going to crossroads
of the day, you are a wizard, a witch. Now, brethren, let's not speak what will shame the gospel. You prove that the gospel becomes a witness to someone. If they refuse, you refuse the heaven. Be in hell is what you chose.
Death
and life was put before you, and you chose death and hell is what you should be. Preach to someone, explain to them. No gift which never teaches. That's why I say go make all nations disciples. The preacher has to explain.
He passes too quick, but he explains.
Even if they have captured 5 minutes, they explain all of them.
They remain in your head, right?
You find an impossible. You when you will be saved.
Yes.
Jesus.
He
came to save. And you're passing the village speaking that.
There's
a person who used to pass there.
These
children, my children. They told
me,
how many eyes has God had? Whatever he wants. Even young children reach a time and they wonder. And he told him he has 7 eyes. He went. Now, the next time when he came, he found a Muslim. He told him God has how many eyes? He told him the children said 7. Now, when you ask him scripture, that's when he's going to fail it.
But you cannot accept
to come and ask why have they been told the other
words.
Now, their pride is disturbing us. When you get saved, you think you got to understand. You have not understood yet.
It's
requiring you to understand God.
They
told us in James 17,
verse 7,
eternal life is not the one true God.
In
Christ Jesus is saying, eternal life is not to get saved.
To
get saved, you began a journey to eternal life.
But
to prove eternal life, you must prove to know the one true God. In Christ
is
saying, you have held eternal life. God bless you. Thank you for coming.